Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In Iowa, a woman is accused of lighting a porch on fire.
Yeah, a barbecue.
That's right. A definite barbecue. In Louisiana, Lacey Fletcher's parents are sentenced in the infamous couch case.
Oh, there you have it.
These stories and more coming at you today, Thursday, the 28th of March on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Everton.
And I'm Mike Agavino on a thirsty Thursday.
You know what's thirsty?
My body.
The vein in your arm.
My body is thirsty. The vein in my arm is thirsty. We have a guest in the studio with us.
We do, Miss Tracy.
Tracy Lofton of Lanyap Infusions. And we love it when our listeners start businesses.
Right.
And we love to support their businesses. And we started talking about a month ago. And Tracy has built a nice business early on, providing these kinds of treatments in a mobile environment. She comes to you. And so today she's come into the studio with us and is giving me, this is called the triple testosterone treatment, Tracy? Is that what it's called?
No, it's an energy infusion.
Jim told me it was a testosterone treatment.
You wish. Yeah.
My wife is going to speak to me for the first time in a month because she thought I was having a triple testosterone treatment. tell us about your business, how you got started, and this actual treatment
is. Trace, tell us about, because it's important to me. I always say the most underpaid and unappreciated professions are law enforcement, nurses, and teachers. Tell us a little bit about your career and how you got started.
Well, I actually wanted to be a physician, but I like the bedside more. So I went to nursing school. I've been a nurse for 33 years. All my experience has been in pediatrics. I've done pediatric ICU, most recently doing pediatric emergency. I got started in the infusion business because I think there's lots of benefits that you can have from the infusions as far as helping you with energy, fatigue, vitamin deficiencies, weight loss. So I want to help people get their health back to where they would like it to be. And so we can do that through the infusions and the injections that we offer.
Right. And you told me earlier you're out of Maurepaugh.
That's
where you live, which is where I lived for so many years and raised my kids and everything else. And like Mike said, you're mobile with you go to your patients.
Yes, they can schedule an appointment through my app. They can call. There's a QR code you can scan. We schedule the appointment. I come out. You'll have a telemedicine visit with a physician to make sure that there are no health concerns that would prevent you from getting this treatment.
And she's not lying, y'all. I got to watch Mike on the phone with the doctor this morning before this episode, which I think is a really good deal. Certainly there's quacks in every business, mm-hmm. and certainly you're not one.
Yeah, no,
Mike got to speak to the doctor. They went through his medical history and any allergies, et cetera, et cetera. And the doc gave his approval, and then you stuck him.
He's got great veins.
Yeah.
She's been a pediatric nurse for 30 years, and you can tell because that was a pure shot.
And look, I don't want...
Didn't even pinch.
Don't all of y'all run out of the room at one time, but she is wearing an Aglet shirt.
It's a collector's item, Aglet. It's a classic Aglet shirt.
A one of one.
Those are
I made it myself.
Those are available for only $139.99 on the website.
Real Life Real Crime. I have to give her credit. She says Real Life Real Crime, and then she has egglets. But we're gonna post this on all our social media, y'all. And I understand we're gonna have some QR codes to scan, and you're on Facebook, and Mike's got your other information he's gonna give out. And y'all, she's gonna take care of lifers if you see her and use her, which I highly recommend. I've had it done, not by Miss Tracy. I had it done a couple times, and it really, really helped me through a struggling moment, if you will.
Well, so Trace, real quick, what is the treatment I'm getting this morning?
It's essentially like a Myers cocktail, which is probably the most popular infusion amongst infusion companies. It contains vitamin C, B vitamins, some other ingredients, and it's to help with fatigue, energy, just overall recovery and helping you feel better.
All the stuff that makes you feel good.
Yes.
There you go. Gotta have it.
I can feel with each drip. Myself feeling a little bit better. But let me tell you, the process was so easy. So yesterday, Tracy sends me a QR code. Just use the QR code, register, select an appointment time, and you are, once you give a little medical history, which is like one slide, you are good to go. And within 24 hours, we're here getting a treatment. So,
and Tracy, how long does the average treatment take, like this one?
This one won't take long because we have the option of a 500 ml bag of fluids or a liter. And for time, I chose the 500. So it probably would be done in 20, 30 minutes. A liter, usually 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's usually about an hour long process with all.
Okay, so you're going to make sure I don't die in the interim. This is Tracy Lofton. You can reach her. It's Lagniap Infusions. They are on Facebook. We are going to post her QR code on the show notes. And you can also reach out to her at 509-308-1212, 509-308-1212. That's Tracy Lofton at Lagniap Infusions. I am being infused right now, and when the bag is done, we'll come back and talk about it some more.
Excellent. And, yeah.
And you'll do a few news stories in the interim, Tracy, okay?
I am out of Maurepaw, but we cover from Slidell area to across the Mississippi. We cover a large area. So if you aren't sure if we will come to you, just give me a call and we can make sure a good time.
Right. Right. It's always something excellent to have something else to make you feel better.
100%.
So what is it? Pretty much anything within like an hour and a half radius of you? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have some other service providers that I work with. And so one lives in Covington. So, you know, we have lots of coverage all throughout.
And I said that you're going to have a code for Real Life Real Crime listeners. And what's the code?
RLRC.
RLRC. And we're going to post that on all our social media and our app and everything else. Y'all got to give it a try.
And you know what Tracy's also volunteered to do?
What?
Is to donate.
Oh, that's right. That's right. LOPA. I'm sorry. So, y'all, this is huge, and it's especially huge for me. So if you use her services, I think, and we can edit out if I get this wrong, but I think it's, you said you're going to donate $10 per infusion to LOPA, Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency. Y'all know that's my jam. They save lives every day. I guess you probably got to see that a lot in your career.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. That's no good time for that to happen, but it saves lives and be a hero. So thank you so much for that. $10, first, y'all, you're going to get a discount, and then $10 towards your treatment goes to Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency. That is love.
Yeah, that's love.
Yeah, and folks, if you can see me, I was a solid 3.5 when I walked in, but I think I'd get like a 7 right now if a group of ladies walked by me.
You're a legend.
I'm just feeling that much stronger.
Legend in your
own. I like the scruff.
Yeah. He's a legend in his own mind.
What'd you say, 5.5? Okay, I'll take the 5.5.
Hey, and with that, and thank you so much, Tracy, and we can't wait to see what the results are, not only on Mike, but we hope your business grows exponentially, and lifers, y'all go give it a shot.
That's right.
So with that, let's get down to some crime time for Thirsty Thursday.
And we're in Iowa, and a woman has been arrested after she started a fire on a stranger's front porch.
All right.
The homeowner told police that her home security cameras captured a woman on the porch who lit something on fire. The homeowner also said smoke was visible in the footage. Officers found the woman identified as Michelle Young, who was 46. She admitted to starting the fire when officers asked her what she was doing. Young told police she was walking around the area picking up miscellaneous items, including a car's tailgate, tinfoil, bark, and a yellow lawn flag. She said that she went into the home believing her friend lived there and knocked 3 times, but did not get a response. So she said she sat on the porch chair, smoked a cigarette, and knocked again. When Young did not get an answer, she lit the item she had with her on fire.
Wow.
She also said she saw a sign that said, "Witches welcome." And because she is a witch, she started the fire. This was her excuse. She said she also put clothing in the fire. Young told police that she was not going to hurt anyone and let the fire get out of control. She's been charged with reckless use of fire explosive devices and several other charges. The homeowner did not know Young, and she has one of the most classic, I guess you would call it, lineup pictures that you will ever come across.
No, yeah.
This is
nice.
Her. Yeah. And we will post that on the Facebook, but this is definitely the look of someone who would set your porch on fire.
Yes,
would you agree?
Indeed, I agree.
Yeah. Yes.
She's a witch. How did she document that she was a witch?
She went to witch school, I would imagine.
I'm sure it's called Wicca.
Do you remember the scene in Monty Python when she's a witch. What a witch is made of? Wood. and then therefore, if she was heavier than a duck, she was a witch.
Yeah.
And they put her and the duck on the scale at the same time, and they declared her a witch. You don't remember that? How do you know she's a witch? She turned me into a newt.
You have it.
Monty
Python trivia. Okay. But this woman looks a lot like a witch.
Yeah, she does. She does indeed.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara. Do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different, and in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with My Life in a Book is simple, and in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today.
Okay, well, here's a story that everybody's going to remember. Parents of mentally challenged woman who died from neglect on a maggot-infested couch in their Louisiana home. They each received 20 years in prison for manslaughter. Clay and Sheila Fletcher both sobbed over the death of their daughter, Lacey Ellen Fletcher, who was just 36, when they appeared Wednesday before the district judge, Kathy Jones. They admitted they could have done more to help their child. You think? Of all the things I can say about this case, the one thing that keeps coming to mind is that Clay and Sheila Fletcher continually chose the path of least resistance when it came to the care of their daughter, the judge said. Authorities noted Lacey was diagnosed with social anxiety and autism. According to testimony on Wednesday, she also grappled with a severe case of agoraphobia, fearing and avoiding places or situations that might cause panic and feelings of being trapped, hopeless, or embarrassed. Her irrational fears intensified over the years to the point that she stopped brushing her hair, brushing her teeth. She wouldn't go to the doctor. She refused to venture off of her family's couch over the final months of her life. Prosecutors described the Fletchers as their daughter's caretakers and said she was in their custody during the years-long span that she anchored herself to their living room couch. The Fletchers pleaded no contest to manslaughter on February 5th, and Jones imposed a 40-year sentence on both of them but suspended 20 years on each of their sentences. He ruled that it was blatantly evident Lacey suffered from a severe case of mental illness and was not equipped to refuse medical attention, as her parents testified. Jones said she couldn't excuse them for not getting their daughter the help that she desperately needed. Lacey was found dead, sunken into a waste-filled hole in the couch back on January 3rd, 2022. When she died, she weighed just 96.
So y'all have heard us talk about this on prior episodes. That's where I'm from, and I know these people, and that's the reason we have the coroner system. Recently, I had to call a coroner on one of my own family members to have them committed under an OPC, or could, you know, when you refuse a medical care or what have you, and they come in and they make the judgment that you're not able to do so, then they can basically lock you up for 72 hours for evaluation. My family member ended up staying for 8 days. I think I'm very thankful for the coroner for doing that. But I also know that the coroner in this case said, his last name is Bickham, and I saw my people I grew up with. He says it's the most horrible case he's ever seen. And Judge Betsy Jones is my parents' personal attorney, and the other judge is my aunt that serves East West Louisiana Parish. But the fact that, you know, they were leaving on vacations and stuff and leaving her riding on the couch, and they should have done, and they put on this pass. I probably shouldn't say too much, because you said they took a plea? If you took a plea, then I could talk about
they've
it.
Already
there's,
been
there's no appeals.
Adjudicated.
So they're full of shit. They they put on this public persona. You know, everybody thought they were great, but nobody had seen Lacey in a year or two. And the coroner said it's absolutely the worst scene he's ever seen. And believe me, they see it all.
Yeah. And with that sentence, a lot of, you know, the first question a lot of people have was they suspended a lot of that sentence. The couple that's been charged with this, they're
the parents.
Very old.
They're not going to live that long.
Yeah. So it's a lot, even with the suspended aspect of the sentence, it's a lot.
20 years each.
Yeah.
How old would you say they were?
I didn't.
Yeah. I think they're close to my age.
They were much older than that.
Really?
Yeah. She was mid-30s. So
if I'd have started a little
younger, I want to say they're mid to late 60s.
Yeah, I don't have it. But that stands to reason.
Yeah. Just one of the most disgusting cases probably we've reported on is that case. Right,
and people who carried on publicly and had a reasonably good reputation in the community.
Yes, it did. And I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, we're gonna keep it in Louisiana, and we may mention this on our last episode of Real Life Real Crime Daily from yesterday, about a bar fight that took place in which an individual was injured that later passed away. We're going to tell you that story. It was a Louisiana father of two who died after being involved in that bar fight while he was in Baton Rouge for a bachelor party. The fight happened just before 1:30 a.m. on Saturday at Fred's Bar, which is a very popular bar in Baton Rouge. We've all been to
the Triangle, all three, but actually Reggie's, where Madison Books is right across the street.
Yeah.
We used to go to Fred's on Thursday for Beat the Clock.
Yeah.
And all that.
Well, the fight happened just before 1:30, and following the fight, Devin Michael Rapath was taken to the hospital in critical condition. This from his father, J.P. Rapath. Rapath was a father of two boys. His absence obviously left his family, you know, missing a lot, and they do have a GoFundMe page set up if you're interested in that. But authorities are reviewing the camera footage inside the bar to identify everyone involved in the fight. This was a big group fight going on during what they call Battle of the Bands. Actually, his father was one of the father of the deceased was one of the people that got punched, and he actually got knocked out.
Yeah.
One punch.
Yeah.
And when he wakes up, his son's getting led into an ambulance. Right. Can you imagine that? They had gone to an LSU baseball game earlier that day, and this was just a continuation of that bachelor party. So they had people, you know, his father was an older gentleman. They had him there all the way down to, you know, 21-year-old kids.
Right.
And this big fight brawl just breaks out, resulting in this young man's death. Hiller Moore said there's a lot of unknowns. We'll have to wait and see what the facts are. And no arrests have been made. Of course, the investigation is still in its early stages. Yeah. But they are investigating.
Usually when it occurs, it's somebody hits somebody and their head hits the ground and cracks their skull and they bleed out. I've worked several of those. Actually, one kid got knocked out like that and went and sat in his truck and fell asleep and never woke up. Sad that it happens. I hate it. It's just stupid, senseless. And I looked up Lacey Fletcher's parents, and they're 64 years old.
Yeah.
So, but the, I don't know.
I saw the greatest bar fight in history this weekend. It's the remake of Roadhouse.
I watched it.
I watched it. It was pretty good.
Well, no, it's pretty bad.
Jake Gyllenhaal is pretty ripped up.
Right. He got all ripped up. But Conor McGregor steals the show as some just completely roided out nut who just tears the... I mean,
he was blown up like a balloon.
The damage that place took on a nightly basis is no way you could ever operate a venue.
I'll never forget the original Roadhouse save when
Patrick Swayze wasn't it? Who was the bad guy?
It was Patrick Swayze. Was Dalton, and he ripped that guy's throat out.
Yeah,
and then he say, "My parents went to New Orleans for the weekend, and all I got was this lousy windpipe." Funny, ripped it out.
I mean, God bless the dearly departed Patrick Swayze, but these guys, I mean, Gyllenhaal is all cut up in this thing, even though he's a little guy, but Conor McGregor.
The one thing they didn't do is bring in old Sam Elliott to help him out.
That's who it was, Sam Elliott.
But moving on.
Tracy, is the erection a normal side effect to this thing?
Oh my God.
I'm just asking that because that's a benefit.
That's just because
That's right.
Because I'm happy to see Woody this morning.
I'm going to get raped.
I'm actually kidding. Is it done?
It's done.
Wow. Well, we're going
to. You drank the bag's empty.
My body needed it. We're going to talk about a crazy woman and her crazy mom, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about this. You guys remember Corey Richens? I know the name sounds familiar.
Yes. What's the story?
Her husband died, and then she wrote a book about
grief. Oh, yeah.
It's coming back to you. Well, listen to this, because investigators believe that Corey's mom might be involved in what happened here. So Corey Richens, the children's book author who famously wrote a book on grief about the sudden death of her husband and then was accused of poisoning him. She may not be the first woman in her family to kill off a romantic partner. In an affidavit for a search warrant, the Summit County Sheriff's Office in Utah alleges a possible connection between the 2006 overdose death of Corey's mother's former partner and that of Corey's husband in 2022. Whether crime or coincidence, Detective Jeff O'Driscoll suggests the earlier death could have provided Corey with a roadmap for murder. Regarding Richens' mother, whose name is Lisa Darden, Detective O'Driscoll claims, quote, "It is possible she was involved in planning and orchestrating her son-in-law's death." Around 9 p.m. on March 3rd of 22, Corey and Eric were celebrating Corey's real estate business deal alongside Corey's mother, that's the Lisa Darden, and O'Driscoll reported that that celebration included some drinking. On May 8th of 2023, the Utah soccer mom, whose book about her husband's death had recently been published, was arrested and accused of killing him. Prosecutors allege that Corey was about $2 million in debt, and what do you know? Her husband's insurance policy had a death benefit of $2 million.
Yeah.
They believe Corey laced Eric's celebratory cocktail with 5 times the amount of lethal fentanyl. In the affidavit, O'Driscoll claims that Corey's mother's history with the death of a romantic partner invites the possibility that she may have been involved with Eric's death. In our investigating Corey Richens, it was discovered that in 2006, Lisa Darden, her mother, was living with an adult female with whom she was having a romantic relationship. That woman, who is not named in the affidavit, also died unexpectedly. The woman's autopsy revealed, quote, a drug poisoning from an overdose of oxycodone. According to O'Driscoll, who said further investigation showed that Lisa Darden had been named as the beneficiary of her partner's estate a short time before her death. The woman had a current prescription for Oxy, according to O'Driscoll. Corey's lawyer, Sky Lazaro, called the latest accusations a baseless conspiracy theory. The fact that Mrs. Darden's significant other was one of the millions that suffer from and ultimately succumb to opioid addiction is hardly suspicious, Lazaro said. It's tragic and unfortunate, but quite common. He similarly dismissed the speculation surrounding the partner's insurance policy. The fact that Ms. Darden was the beneficiary of her romantic partner's life insurance policy is also not unique. It only demonstrates that her circumstances are no different than most families in America. I don't know about that one. To suggest otherwise is nothing more than a baseless conspiracy theory. So, boys, conspiracy theory, or is there something going on here?
It's a hard one.
I think it's conspiracy theory and something's going on. But this is where we use Roy's machine, the only one in the state of Louisiana from Paris Forensics, where they get qualitative and quantitative amount of narcotics in 30 minutes. So,
and that thing was a badass looking machine. We didn't get a picture of it, did we?
Yeah, I didn't get a picture.
Or did you?
I think I sent it to everybody, but but I wish I'd have had that back in my day. And I bet you I wish you might have it in the intensive care natal units, right? And get the instant toxicology report back. Holy smokes. Qualitative and quantitative. So if they overfed him, or they fed him the hydrocodone with laced with fentanyl, which wouldn't be uncommon, they wouldn't know.
Yeah. That case right there has really became popular, like in the TikTok world. Yeah. A lot of people are doing their own investigative sleuthing, as they call it, TikTok world. Yeah. But I think some of that might be conspiring.
Yeah. Mom killed one off, got the death benefit. It was an OD.
Well, but most people that, if you're married, you have a life insurance policy. Most people are going to collect a death benefit if their husband dies. Doesn't mean they killed them.
Sure. Yeah. But it becomes more suspicious when it's from an overdose.
That's a good point.
And they were, I think they were romantic partners. I don't think they were married. In fact, they weren't. They were.
I'm not killing anybody for $2 million. $2 million just doesn't go as far as it used to.
What about 3?
Well, it depends on who it is. Doesn't it depend on who it is?
For $3 million, nah.
Well,
I want you to give me a quarter's worth. A quarter. I'll take it out of Mike.
All right, maybe. Yeah. So, listen, I feel definitely different than I did when I walked in. Of course, Jim made me get up at 4 o'clock this morning, so I'll do that. But you know, and the erection side effect aside, this is awesome.
The erection side effect.
You want to unpluck me here?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're gonna get a wax.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna get what?
A wax.
A wax.
Wax. I mean, it's gonna rip the hair off your arms.
Yeah.
It's all gonna
wax your arms. You want me to?
Hey, look. You are so good.
She put that needle in, and he never even knew it.
No, I did. I never even felt it.
She was great at that. But like she said, she had a lot of practice doing it on babies. Yeah. And if you can find a baby's vein.
That's right.
And I don't really feel this. So she's
look, I had a procedure one time, and they could not find my vein. That hurts so bad.
I was all up and down my arms and legs and everything.
Yeah.
And we didn't need to use duct tape, Trace. You'll use a softer version of the tape.
She's pulling out his line.
She's
right
taking
now.
The time, being very gentle, very professional.
Yeah, very gentle. He's like,
bah.
Yeah. Nice sweat. You are good.
She is good. Right,
that's the other thing is if you're going to do this and you have.
That was quick.
Knows what
Mike's worried to run a marathon.
Right? He probably will.
We actually do have
that's 2.7
miles.
That's
going to be coming out some Marlin that's for athletes to help with recovery, muscle repair.
Hey, I want all that stuff that's performance enhancing drugs that the NFL can't use.
Yes,
I want a cocktail.
I want
a cocktail because it's legal, and I need to get back in the gym.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm 54. I need a little juice there, Tracy.
So, Trace, let's give your digits again. It's Lagniappe Wellness, Lagniappe Infusions. Your number is
509-308-1212.
Awesome. And we're going to put your QR code in the show notes and
code RLRC and $10 per transfusion that y'all do for LOPA, Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency. And Tracy, you're a rock star.
Yeah. And I'll post something later on today and tell you.
How about this? Not only do we wish you success, we want to know about the success. We'll have you back on and you can tell us about people that you've helped and the different things. That's the other thing, y'all. It's not just what Mike got today. Like she said, it's the weight loss. Was it semiglutide? It's a bunch of different products.
Similar to semiglutide,
yeah. And Tracy can advise you on. You tell her what's wrong She has a fix.
Very good. That. Very good. That's right.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right. So we're going to South Carolina.
South Carolina. It would not hurt Pawpaw and Maggie.
that is South Carolina. Very good. Well, they've got a 50-year-old man who is following in the same footsteps. He is accused of killing his estranged wife and her friend during an argument and then took his own life over the weekend. So officers with the Malden Police Department responded to an apartment complex on the evening of March 23rd in reference to shots fired, where they found 52-year-old Kim Thrift and 41-year-old Marilyn Miner deceased. Police identified Christopher Miner as the primary suspect and obtained warrants for his arrest on 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of unlawful possession of a firearm. Investigators believe the shooting to be domestic in nature. Now, on March 23rd, around 6 p.m., Marilyn Miner and Thrift went to the apartment complex to pick up Marilyn Miner's children. While there, they reportedly got into a dispute with Christopher Miner, Marilyn Miner's estranged husband, and Christopher Miner shot the two women during the altercation. Malden Police Chief George Miller said that other people, including Miner's, were present during the shooting, but it's unclear if the suspect's kids were there. Christopher Miner was last seen driving a white Cadillac on Sunday, and park rangers reportedly found the suspect's vehicle abandoned at Baker Creek State Park in McCormick County, South Carolina. Upon further search of the area, they did locate Christopher Miner dead by a lake with a suspected self-inflicted gunshot wound. So in a statement, police said it was a heartbreaking tragedy and their thoughts and prayers are with the family members. But you know, you took yourself out and you had to take two other people out before you did it. I'll never understand why people do that.
It's too many times, man. Too many times.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I wish all nurses were like Tracy Lawson.
She's cool, right? And she's very, very good.
Smart woman, sweet woman, somebody who's hustling in middle age to do something entrepreneurial.
She's a very successful traveling. I see.
I find a lot of nurses to be very good.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, they got a good work ethic and everything. But I mean, good bedside manner. Explain the product.
It's a calling.
Yeah, it definitely is a calling.
Yeah, go check her out on Facebook, and if you're disposed to, give it a shot. I do feel different. I do feel more energetic.
$10. Right.
Jimmy, you got a free syringe with that?
Look at
that.
Jell-O shot.
It's a free Jell-O shot. You'll be using that later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, I think the other day, Jimmy said, a lot of these stories that we've worked on for some period of time are coming around and working their way through the courts. And we have another one of those. as we're going to revisit the Carly Russell case.
Oh, our friend Carly Russell.
One of Woody's favorites.
Alabama.
Yes, sirree. Carly Russell, the Alabama woman who faked her own abduction last July. So it was...
God, don't seem like that long ago.
She's been spared jail time and sentenced to probation after pleading guilty. Back in October, a Hoover, Alabama judge found Russell guilty of false reporting to law enforcement and falsely reporting an incident, both misdemeanors associated with her high-profile fabricated kidnapping. He recommended a year in jail, a restitution payment of $17,000, almost $18,000, and two additional fines that were together about $1,600. It appeared that Russell was moving forward with an appeal of her verdict. She was set to start trial right this week, I think, when she showed up at the courthouse and instead entered a plea of guilty on both counts. Quote, "I made a grave mistake while trying to fight through various emotional issues and stress," Russell said. "I absolutely regret my decision and in hindsight wish I had cried for help in a totally different manner." This is all what she's saying to the judge in open court. "My prayer is that I will be extended grace and be given the opportunity to redeem who I truly am and restore the positively esteemed character that I have worked so hard to obtain for the 25 years of my life prior to this incident." Ultimately, she was sentenced to 6 months in county jail, time which the judge suspended, saying her incarceration would be a waste of government resources and that she is not a threat to the community. She will be under supervised probation for 12 months. State prosecutor Clark Morris, who had argued that Russell should spend time behind bars, told the judge that the case boiled down to, quote, "respect for law enforcement and respect for this community as a whole. Miss Russell faked a kidnapping, duped the community, and contrived this situation," he said. "We, judge, still don't know to this day where she was, how she got there, and what she was doing, and with whom she was doing it with." Chief Counsel Catherine Robertson said the sentencing wasn't unexpected. "We're disappointed but not surprised that Mrs. Russell did not get the requested jail time for her crimes. Current law provides a weak penalty for false reporting and fails to account for situations like Ms. Russell's that result in the significant law enforcement response." Fortunately, the governor will soon receive legislation to increase penalties for false reporting when an imminent threat is alleged and will expand the amount of restitution that can be sought. That's probably a positive change in the law because we've seen a number of these things. So the next time law enforcement resources are needlessly wasted in this manner, the offender will be forever labeled a felon. Making a false report could soon become a felony in Alabama per this newly proposed bill requiring hoaxers to reimburse law enforcement. So I'm not going to go through. You guys all know the story with the case.
I think she's got way too much publicity for this. I agree with them changing the law and making it a felony. That would deter some people and also making them do restitution for everything. But she's probably TikTok famous and everything else now. And
you have to look on her socials. I don't know if she's been...
She is now in the category with Maggie and Pawpaw.
Well, it was just announced by NBC that Carly will be joining Jussie Smollett on the cast of a new reality TV series called Bullshit Stories. The series, called BS for short, will give contestants three details that they then must form a bullshit story around in 30 seconds or less.
Is that for real?
Is that for real? Oh, God. All right, that's
actually,
it.
Look, actually, I wouldn't, you know, put what? It back. Actually, I'm going to float that idea by a buddy of mine that does reality shows, and I bet he'll go, hey, you know what? That one might work.
She is dead to me.
She, there's no doubt.
But just to test the game show theory, Jim, if I gave you blow up doll, fishing trip, injury, and you had 30 seconds to come up with the story,
fishing trip.
Okay, that's an abbreviated story. Blow up doll, fishing trip, injury. Woody could come up with that. Anyway. All right. She's getting a slap on the wrist, but at least it's woken up lawmakers in Alabama, and I would imagine a few other places to put some boundaries around this crap.
I agree.
Well, we brought you a story earlier about the couch case, and we have another just kind of like horrible story. Not as horrible, but still pretty bad. This one out of Florida. and a mother is charged after her son goes missing from a home in a deplorable state with flies and cockroaches. A mother and her teen housemate faced charges after the woman's child went missing and deputies found multiple malnourished dogs in their home. On March 19th, deputies responded to a home after a mother, 31-year-old Tanya Rodriguez, reported her son missing but was unable to provide a precise timeline. Detectives found the child at his school the next day. During an interview, the boy told officials he had been away from his home for 3 days. Further investigation into the missing juvenile revealed alarming conditions at the child's home, including no electricity or running water. Authorities said the home was in a deplorable state and had been infested with cockroaches and flies. The floors were reportedly contaminated with fecal matter. The sheriff's office said they learned the four children lived in the home under Rodriguez's care and removed the juveniles, placed them with family members. And on March 20th, they did arrest Rodriguez on 4 counts of child neglect.
There you have it.
Just a...
another idiot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going on with these cases of just sheer abuse.
Yes,
related to neglect specifically.
I don't live in China and shit, but I always say you have to have a license to drive a car, but you don't have a license in any type of training or whatever to have a kid. And then these situations end up, you know.
Yeah.
Banjo.
Banjo time.
Wow, don't I feel special? 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row.
I'll probably get benched for the next 2 months.
We keep a tally of that.
You got to tell. I'm going to say this real quick. We've had a hell of a month. March is the busiest month I've had in a long, long time.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's always running and gunning and doing things, but it seems this might be the last day of the busy shit.
Yeah.
Guess what? What do you have to do in Mark on Good Friday?
You don't?
Nope. It's one day of the year I don't do anything except fish.
Well, that's good.
You do Easter bunny stuff, though, don't you?
No.
Do you refrain from killing a bunny on that day?
Probably so, because it's getting a little warm. They get worms.
Okay, good. So no bunnies will die at your hand during
Easter Sunday. I mean, I'm not cooking something.
Easter Sunday. Okay, well.
I'm cooking a whole ribeye.
I have a little bit of sympathy for today's dummy, but here's what he did. He's an Ohio father, and he got arrested after he called his son's school and the local police many, many times to complain about the amount of homework his son was receiving.
Oh, okay. Well, that's always going to go over well with a teacher
who
did their
prep. So Adam Sizemore is this guy's name. He allegedly placed the calls to the Oxford school. This is in Ohio, as I said. He first called the school and demanded to speak with the principal, who was unavailable at the time. He then spoke with several staff members, allegedly becoming disruptive to school staff and becoming rude and using foul language.
How dare he?
He actually said something about, quote, an ass chewing, and asked the principal to come to his, quote, effing house, since the guy wouldn't take his calls. I mean, that's... I don't know how far up the scale of, you know, using foul language that is, but he allegedly continued his tirade into the next day when he kept calling and cursing at staff and at the principal. He then began calling the Oxford Police Department. He did so 18 times in less than an hour.
That's not good.
He was later arrested and booked into the Butler County Jail and charged with 2 counts of telecommunications harassment and 1 count of menacing. Sizemore has since been released and is scheduled for a court appearance at the end of the month when we will hear his plea. If convicted, he faces up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine for each count of harassment and up to 30 days in jail for the menacing charges, according to police. Okay, so here's a father who's upset that he doesn't get enough time to spend with his son because of what he believes is an inordinate amount of homework the kid is receiving. Now, granted, he should have been more patient in his dealings with the school, and perhaps he should have asked for an appointment and a discussion on the topic. And yes, he appears to be a few fries short of a happy meal in the video when officers go to see him. But my man, Adam Sizemore, just wanted to spend some more time with his son. Got to feel a little bit.
Yes.
Criminal.
They're lenient on him and get him a new banjo.
Gotta be a good daddy.
Sorry, Adam.
Taking care of son.
All right. Well, another dumb criminal.
Yeah, yeah.
Off the street.
A good look, a fine-looking dumb criminal.
A fine-looking dumb criminal.
He looks like, which one was it? It was Laurel of Laurel and Hardy. He looks like
Yeah,
Laurel.
Yeah, he does. They, you know.
Wait, who is the skinny one? Who is the Laurel was the chunky one.
He looks
one.
Like the chunky one.
Or he looks like Costello from Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, that's kind of looks like Costello.
If I was a son, I'd want him to get Father of the Year because he was calling a bitch because I was getting too much homework.
That's it.
I never brought anything home.
Yeah, no, that kid's cool at school now. I mean, your dad got arrested for fighting.
Telling your teacher off.
Probably got hooked up as a result of
that. I want to talk about Tracy again with Laniap Infusion. Y'all, look, $10 of each treatment she comes to you goes to LOPA. Use code RRC for your other discount. And we're going to share it everywhere. How you feeling, Michael?
Woody's going to send the video. I'm currently doing curls with 100-pound dumbbells. Yeah. And I've done 36 of them already. And I don't know. When I walked in, maybe I could have done 15 curls with 100-pound dumbbells. But
took the video on your final. You might cut some parts out.
It feels like.
We can upload that whole thing to Facebook.
It's like 6 minutes.
When Popeye would get the spinach. Yeah. So right after Popeye gets the spinach.
I was down Popeye.
And, you know, you see it like explode through his arms and his forehead. Yeah, I got a little Popeye going. So I hope olive oil is ready when I get home.
Oh, and, we better watch out my share.
And Woody, that's 6 minutes of Mike, not 6 minutes of me or you.
That's right. 6 minutes of Mike. And,
so that's not
and
even dinner.
Miss Tracy with the Real Life Real Crime Eglet shirt on.
Yeah.
She's a great woman.
She's nice.
That's the egglet. We finally met her.
Right.
Yeah, she asked me why she had to use the ass. I said, no, there's three of you.
But anyway, I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Of course, you'll get an episode tomorrow, but it's Good Friday. And just thank y'all for liking and listening and sharing. And look, if you want to be like Paris Forensics and Louisiana Pet Crematory and Miss Tracy with Laniap Infusion, and you want us to try your product, back you. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you know what? We could send Tracy to Roy and see if she can bring someone back.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think that'll work.
Jim, unfortunately, did have to go to Roy and Kristen for his family pet. So
yes,
we know they're legit.
That's right.
And crazy, great, great tour and shows that we did from over there. But anyway, love y'all and get ready for your Easter weekend.
All right. Any final thoughts, Mike?
All good. Everybody have a great holiday.
Have a great Good Friday. And I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Everton.
And I'm Mike Agavino.
For Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Eglets.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.